This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the Democrats' side. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has racked up some serious bucks when it comes to fines for not wearing her mask and violating House rules. And then there's the Supreme Court and a case they won't hear and so much more. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be with you. Hope you had a wonderful Halloween weekend, or maybe you didn't celebrate Halloween, you did something else instead, and you said, forget the ghouls, the goblins, and the candy, and you just took a long walk. Some Democrats would like Joe Manchin to take a very long walk, but he stands in the way. He's the ultimate blocker. So the senator from West Virginia, Democratic senator from West Virginia, is telling Democrats to slow down in their push to advance a $1.75 trillion plan to overhaul the country's, well, you know, healthcare, education, climate, and tax laws. So now this timeline of trying to advance President Biden's economic agenda is really moving at a snail's pace. He spoke to reporters. He's never shy about that. And he said that, I'm tired of some of the social spending in the still-forming package. And the way that it's being crafted, I'm not going to support a bill that is this consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact it will have on our national debt, our economy, and the American people. He threw this in several times. He said every elected representative needs to know what they are voting for and the impact it has, not only on their constituents, but on the entire country. I like that line. There's no question. You know, there have been moments in time, shockingly, where there actually has been calls for more time to read bills. Even there was a bill calling for more time to thoroughly go through legislation that could be passed. It didn't pass. So that's why the aides are there, to pour through the volumes of pages and figure it all out and then present their representative that they work for with the Cliff Notes version, or not virgin, it is virgin territory, but version. So the senator said, I'm open to supporting a final bill that helps move our country forward, but I could vote against a bill that hurts our country. So he is definitely blocking what's going on. Now, Manchin also pushed back against House Democrats who have refused to vote on a parallel measure to improve the roads, the bridges, the pipes, the ports, and internet connections. We know it is infrastructure, right? So infrastructure is being held up as well. There's just a lot of uncertainty. That's where it's at. It's just uncertain. It's messy. And it's very messy for the president because he, I think, believed that this would not take this long, that it would perhaps stick in the craws of many of the Republicans, but not thinking this would happen with the Democrats, and that would hold it up. So these opportunities are being missed. They're not. It's not getting passed. You know, initially there was conversation about a $3.5 trillion bill to expand Medicare and universal free pre-K and a whole bunch of other social safety net sort of programs that would be financed mostly through taxing the rich, big tax increases. But so far, again, this is just kind of stuck right where it's always been, except for now we're talking about a lower number. And if you flip the calendar to November, you realize time is tick, tick, ticking on all of this. So we'll see ultimately what gets done. I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. Well, of course, it's about masking and vaccine and who is and who isn't and where are we and where can we travel when the airlines decide they can actually get their act together and take us somewhere. So how about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia? More fines announced for her on Monday. She refused to wear a mask on the House floor and has racked up at least $15,500 in fines for violating the pandemic-dictated rule. So it's been maybe seven-plus times since January. Members, so you know, get fined $500 for their first offense, $2,500 for every time after that, and the fines are just automatically deducted from their congressional pay of $174,000. That's what they get annually. So she's been disciplined for failing to wear the mask, etc. But she says, "I'm not going to do it." The Democrats are communists; they're tyrannical dictators, and I don't want to wear my mask. I will continue my stand on the House floor against authoritarian Democrat mandates because I don't want the American people to stand alone. So, there you go. I think that's just going to continue, like she said. I don't think she's going to stop on that. She even has tweeted out how much she's gotten in fines over the course of the time the House mandated wearing the mask. She seems to be the only one who's doing that, Democrat or Republican. That's not really happening with any of the others, any other representatives, maybe in the beginning, but not lately. That hasn't happened, at least among the fines. There are no big fines in that area, except for when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's it at this point. All right, other things that are absolutely on fire right now: climate, major UN climate talks, pleas for action, backing up these big promises. Because there's always lots of promises about what do we need to do and how do we come together and what's real and what's junk science and what's real science and all of that in between. So the president and other world leaders on Monday promised major commitments to slow climate change, but deep-rooted uncertainty still remains whether 2 weeks of international talks can actually be significant to avoid anything catastrophic. So other leaders have billed the United Nations climate negotiations, known as COP26, as one of humanity's last chances to adopt the kind of dramatic cuts to greenhouse gas emissions that scientists say are essential before warming spirals out of control. So you had the UN Secretary General saying our addiction to fossil fuels is pushing humanity to the brink. We face a stark choice. Either we stop it or it stops us. We are digging our own graves. So pretty interesting, because this is rhetoric we haven't necessarily we've heard, but not as direct and ominous as in the past. So will the talks live up to expectations or not? There's always a lot of jockeying back and forth of what should be done and what's the trajectory, and I promise we'll do this, but there's no teeth in any of this. So is there really going to be something that is going to hold anybody accountable for where we're headed globally, according to a lot of scientists, when it comes to greenhouse gas polluting? All right, we've just scratched the surface. Stick with us. I'm booting it to the other side.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The mailbag, where people like Joe from New Orleans say, hey, I'll tell you what, thank goodness we're out of hurricane season, but are we? It has been a wild, wicked Mother Nature curveball kind of 6 months, hasn't it? Really, it has. And he goes a little bit deeper into rebuilding and things that he's seen in his neighborhood. So we'll hit the mailbag coming up next. And then Facebook decides to rebrand, and everybody's talking about it. I think by now you probably know the new name for the Facebook company, but maybe you don't. So we're going to talk to one of the VPs coming up at the tail end of this hour. But before we do that, let's go out to David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, hi, Kate. Hoping you're having a good New Year, or not, what do you got, New Year, post what are we in the All Hallows Day? So
yeah. I am. Thank you.
Sure, sure. You know, I was interested in the infrastructure bill. I heard Bernie Sanders give a speech a few weeks ago, and he was talking about we shouldn't be nickel and diamond with our property. You know, we the people own America. The congressmen and senators and the president are supposed to manage our property.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to treat it like a slumlord. You know, they're supposed to fix it right the first time and then, you know, put a roof on it that lasts for 100 years or put a levee up that's going to last, you know, a couple of centuries. You know, put in locks and dams, things like that that are going to be solid and built to last and not allow these cronies to get in there and build it on the cheap so they get the long-term service contract. And so when you start looking at the idea of fixing our stuff, Bernie was saying that we should really have a $10 trillion infrastructure bill, and that's partially because ever since Reagan, they've been nickel and diamond. You know, we went through 8 years of Reagan, 4 years of first Bush, then 8 years of the second Bush, 4 years of Trump, and none of them wanted to pay into fixing our stuff. They all believed in the old Naomi Klein shock doctrine thing where if they run it into the ground, then they'll be able to privatize it out to their buddies. And so who owns the water systems but a bunch of private corporations? Who's going to run the sewer systems but private companies? And they're going to run it on the cheap and charge you a profit for it, you know, rather than the city or the county or the state, you know, doing it at break-even point. So the idea that right now interest rates are cheap to put things in at $10 trillion, we're basically paying ourselves. And I heard you use the expression, how are we going to get this money? Well, if you fix it right the first time, then you'll have endless savings. And when it comes down to something like the medical bill, whether it's called Obamacare or Affordable Care Act or whatever, if you remember, the original health care plans were about 0.5% administrative cost. I think Blue Cross right now is charging approximately 2% administrative cost, but most of these private health care plans are between 24% and 36%.
I know. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so what you're going to save in medical bills is how it pays for itself. You won't have to pay 25%, 30% administrative costs. You're basically going to have 0.5% or the, you know, single payer basically means that you pay into one fund, and that one fund then makes sure that you actually get medical care. And I don't know if you've ever seen the old Michael Moore movie, Sicko.
Corporation. Did.
Yeah. Great movie. And it talks about these administrative costs and how basically the companies, if they deny you, they force you to spend your premiums. And if they bury you in medical bills, then they end up owning your house. And so that movie was more designed to educate the middle class or upper middle class person who thought that they had a good medical plan, but they were actually being sapped by these, you know, corporate HMOs who basically just wanted to steal the land, and they were putting people in as blocks to make sure that you didn't get health care so that you would get sicker and rack up more expensive medical bills. And so it's single payer has always been cheaper. It always pays for itself because of those administrative costs. And the same thing would be true if you know, for fixing the schools, fixing the libraries, fixing the sewer systems. All of once it's working right, it pays for itself. You know, you don't end up with cheap water like up in Flint, Michigan, or what's that other horrible city up in Michigan, Southwest Michigan, Benton Harbor. Where they're apparently as much as 1,000 times more poisonous than Flint, Michigan, and it's unconscionable the idea that a company would have hired somebody to basically poison the water system and then pretend that they've got immunity, governmental immunity for doing it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because you're right about the, I think the one thing that you said that I would highlight, because you talked about a lot of things, David, is what people don't understand about those administrative costs. So even, and I like how you said the upper middle class, or the people with some money, a little bit of money, are getting hosed too, but they don't realize it unless you dig deeper and you realize, oh, this is what's really happening financially speaking, when you're whatever insurance that you have, how much of that is being dictated where it's going, and then ultimately what happens to you when you have to use it. And that's the thing. It's It's you don't think about it maybe until you get hit, and when you get hit, you start to realize what's happening.
Sure, and yeah. In the case of the Michael Moore movie, when you get hit, you're sick.
Oh,
and
you're
dying.
Yeah,
and,
yeah you're
and,
done.
Yeah, it's just horrible. So it's interesting. In the early 80s, I was interested in going to med school. And at the time, this was in St. Louis, Washington University med school. And I tried for admission, but it turned out there was this big scandal where the HMOs were tricking the med schools into admitting fewer students. And they were going to create artificial supply and demand. And as the baby boom was getting older, they were going to have fewer doctors to attend to them because the med schools were being forced to reduce their admissions. And so that would jack up prices against the baby boom. And it's come to fore now. It's come to fruition. And the idea that they not only were admitting students who are fewer students, but they were also training them to be money grubbers rather than healers. And the whole idea of, you know, the AMA or med schools having a good reputation, but then being tricked into admitting money grubbers instead of healers, you know, that means that we've got, you know, whole generations of healers that have, you know, been
denied
out into the wilderness.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. David, thanks for the call. We've done lots of shows talking about various aspects of that, and it's worth digging back into it because now you've got that enrollment is happening now with healthcare, and for so many people, obviously, it's unaffordable, and then if it's affordable, it's not affordable when you don't realize what's not covered. So you have good doctors, like my doctor's a healer, dude. He's the best, right? Conservative as they come, by the way, but, you know, a little bit socially liberal. He says he's hardcore conservative in one way and more socially liberal on some issues in another way, but that doesn't matter. What his deal is he feels so badly for so many of his patients, he just takes cash, less cash, and he actually could make more money depending on the system anyway, but he thought of just getting out of it, but decided that he wasn't going to just completely abandon ship. And we're seeing these kinds of things happening more and more because of the cost, hospitalization, and everything else in between. And we certainly have covered healthcare so much on this show over the entire time I've been behind the mic and talked about what happens and who really gets caught in it. The people who don't realize they're caught in it until they need it. And luckily, many of them have good communities because they help them raise the funds that they need to help a family member survive or get by or get the desperate care that they need. Mailbag coming up next.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist National poll shows only 36% of Democrat voters want Joe Biden, who reportedly received a record 81 million votes just a year ago, to run for re-election in 2024. In contrast, the poll shows 50% of Republican voters want President Trump to run for re-election in 2024. Biden's approve-disapprove rating is underwater at 44-49. The race for the governor's seat remains tight as Election Day approaches, but GOP candidate Glenn Youngkin will come out ahead, Representative Rob Whitman said on Newsmax Monday.
Glenn Youngkin prevails. He's been able to really capture the concerns out in the community, whether it's concerns about what's happening with our education system, concerns about where our economy is going, concerns about public safety.
This is USA Radio News. American Airlines struggled to fix its operation, but still canceled more than 350 flights on Monday as disruptions caused by staffing shortages at the big carrier continued for a fourth straight day. Monday's performance was an improvement over Sunday, when American scrubbed more than 1,000 flights, more than one-third of its schedule, according to tracking service FlightAware. We on Gravitas, a popular primetime show in India, exposed in a recent episode how Pfizer bullies and blackmails countries for shots and took a hard line in the push for profit.
Pfizer is silencing governments. How? Through contracts. These airtight contracts are at the center of everything. They can silence governments in ways you can't even imagine.
The contracts show how Pfizer can stop countries from speaking about its contract, block vaccine donations, unilaterally change delivery schedules, and demand public assets as collateral. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, I already told you about Joe in New Orleans. So I'm going to go back to Joe for a second. And he says, hey, Kate, can't wait to treat you to some beer and beignets when you come down here. But things are getting better in the great city of New Orleans and many of our other parishes in Louisiana. Some of the hardest hit areas, as you know, from Ida, for example, St. John, they got electricity by the end of September, and there still are many that are trying to rebuild what they lost. But you can see that the trash and debris has gotten collected there, and trucks are coming in and hauling away a lot of that, whether it was the storm debris, whatever form it was. So that's the good news, because it sure did seem like it took a long time for that to happen. And I live in New Orleans really proper, and we had a problem with garbage piles, and eventually all of that got collected as of, you know, 3 weeks or so ago, 3 to 4 weeks maybe ago. And we're certainly starting to see signs that people are coming back and they're visiting. And, you know, we are reliant so much on tourism and people enjoying the kind of culture that we offer here. And thank goodness we are feeling that, because we really, really got hit hard at the end of August and the beginning of September when Ida smashed through not just the Big Easy, but surrounding areas too as well. I'm not native to this area, but I couldn't get here fast enough. I've lived here for about 15 years, so come on down. I would love to come on down. I really enjoy New Orleans, and I feel excited about the possibilities of going back when I have some time to do that, because I have enjoyed lots of, probably I've been there probably over a dozen times or so, and every single time something different or new is, I'll just say, revealed to me. That's how I feel. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Jake. Kate, you haven't heard from me in a while. I've been swamped with work. I guess that's a good thing. Boy, my friends are crying the blues. A couple of them got stuck because of all these flight delays. Once with that whole Southwestern thing that happened weeks ago that I think you were a victim of. And then American Airlines over the weekend, I guess, canceled a lot of its flights. Wow, when you fly the friendly skies, I get it that we're in COVID and things happen. And, yeah, you can't always predict what's happening with the weather. But still, does it just seem like the airlines don't have it together? And then with the vaccine policies and pilots looking like they're going to have to sit on the sidelines, at least some of them, they have to be struggling with filling positions. Well, bingo, you said it. I mean, American Airlines had to cancel more of its flight again, you know, the flights they had scheduled for Monday. So the total is 2,200 since Friday that they canceled. And they say poor weather, tight staffing, that's what happens. And they apologize. In fact, because I'm an American flyer, I got a form email about apologizing for the flights and that they're on our side and yada yada and all that sort of stuff. And this is what happens with weather, et cetera. Because in Dallas, there were heavy, heavy winds, and that reduced available runways at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport from 5 to 2, which that part's true. But these meltdowns, less than a month after Southwest stranded people across the country and 3 months after Spirit canceled flights for 7 days. So, yeah, it is a struggle. There just seems to be no breathing room. I said this on a previous show. Bottom line is this. You're responsible for you, as we all know. So when you get in that situation, you have to immediately at your fingertips, whether it's an app, whether it's a list of people to call, whether it's whatever, you know, jump on Uber, jump on this, jump on that, try to get a rent a car. You have to be able to figure it out, because everybody's trying to do the same thing and flights get gobbled up and then you're stuck. And that's happening too much to people. I mean, that happened to me. I had a late flight. I got stuck in the Southwest, ultimately American scramble, and got stuck on the West Coast for a couple of days. Luckily, I had people around me that I could bounce out of there and get on a flight 4 hours away. But that's not always possible when you're traveling, right? So you just have to be aware of the possibilities. And we have the holidays coming up, so it's going to be very interesting. Let's just say that. All right, let's move on to another one. All right, this one is from Bob, who says, Kate, did you hear the latest about Alec Baldwin and the fact that I guess he was with his wife in Vermont and some reporters must have been following him and they yelled some questions out to him, and he said that he is close to the family and he's trying to do what he can, and that it has been, you know, he just talked about the family, and he talked about that things happen from time to time on sets, but nothing like this, that it's a one in a trillion episode, a one in a trillion event, and that's pretty much what he said when he was asked about it. And I have to assume that probably everywhere he goes, this is what's going to happen for a while. And I wonder, ultimately, what will happen future-wise when it comes to Hollywood and using guns on sets and how they take care of them. Well, I think you're answering your own question. Anybody who, on any Hollywood movie set now, I would hope that there's going to be some different protocols that they're going to really look at what they're doing. And I'm sure plenty of them are, some of them are safe. You can't just blanket it as everybody's irresponsible and the armorer doesn't know what they're doing. Well, no. But it does make you wonder what happens when you're in a time crunch. Somebody forgets something. There's no backup. There's no double checking. There's no whatever. I mean, it's haunting. You know, this 42-year-old mother who was working as the director of photography on the Western flick, that she's gone, that she was killed because he's sitting in a pew. He's held a gun in his hand that was supposedly a cold gun. We know all the details now. Boom, accidental, shoots it. She gets hit, and then that's it. And, you know, it didn't have dummy rounds. And they're still ultimately looking at that and blaming the assistant director as somebody who should have known what had happened there. But they can't bring her back. And I would think, in honor of this, that anybody in these unions, that they would be all over this and not do everything in their power. There's no 100%, but do everything in their power to make sure you don't have an assistant director like what happened with this Dave Halls, who reportedly handed Baldwin the gun that killed, you know, Helena Hutchins, and insisted the weapon was a cold gun. I mean, that's what even the search warrant said. And then he admitted to investigators he thought he saw three rounds inside the gun, but he didn't check them before taking the pistol. And then the gun was loaded by the head armorer. And the head armorer was somebody who was younger and inexperienced. So then, of course, the crew says, well, she was inexperienced. I mean, you get what this is. It's the roundabout blame game of who did what, you know, who knew what happened to the gun. And, of course, they have to answer those questions. But shame on anyone in that business who doesn't really take to heart what happened here and make them think twice about anything having to do with guns, because it's Hollywood. There are certainly ways to shift and make things happen. And look at, too bad if you have to pay more and there's a little bit of an overrun cost, because safety has to matter at some point, for goodness sake, you would think. All right, here's one from Dusty. Hey, Kate, I've listened to the show for a while, but this is the first time I've sent you an email. I'm wondering, as my family is trying to plan a trip, we're going stir crazy, we're saving our pennies, and they are pennies, mind you, but there are some places we could possibly go. If you were going overseas, where are the places that you can't go? Well, you'd be surprised. The list really grew of the high levels of alerts of COVID-19, right? Level 4, as of November 1st, you've got Austria on the list, Barbados, Croatia, Greece, Ireland, Maldives, Switzerland, Thailand, Turkey, the UK, is on that list. Fiji's on the list, if you were thinking of a trip. Fiji, that sounds good. That would be super expensive. Colombia, India, Peru, I'm not surprised by necessarily those countries. Level 1 COVID-19 low destinations, meaning fewer than 50 new cases per 100,000 people. The past 28 days, our friends from New Zealand, they've just started to ease their travel restrictions. That's a spot that's been mentioned as a good place to go. But it's on the other side of the world for most of us and cost a fortune, so you're going to need more than pennies. Email me anytime, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a big announcement from Facebook, as we know, talking about the metaverse. Think about that. We're really, really excited to have the Facebook VP of Product and Social Impact from Meta, Naomi Gleick, to talk about Meta and to talk about what the future looks like for that. So thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. It's fun to say it, isn't it?
It is. I was just thinking that. That's so funny. You read my mind. I was thinking, wow, I am so excited about, I'm so excited about this. So tell us about what it's been, actually tell us what it's been like since the big announcement recently.
Well, things have been really busy, but we are very excited. The new brand Meta, which I'm getting used to saying also, represents what we do today, which is so much more than Facebook. Obviously, Facebook is going to still be called Facebook, but we work on many apps and products, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, and we build hardware like Portal and Oculus. And so the brand Meta unifies and is a more representative of all the things that we build. It also represents the vision for the future. Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, all of our apps and products are really about building social technology, and the metaverse is the future of social technology.
Yeah, so explain this. So some people are trying to wrap their minds around metaverse. What is the metaverse? What's that going to look like?
Obviously, nothing is better than being together in person, but that's not always possible. We had COVID for the past year and a half where we were in lockdown and we couldn't see each other in person. So the metaverse is about helping us feel closer to being together in person. It's not about spending more time online. It's about making the time we do spend even better. It's a set of virtual 3D spaces where you and I can interact even if we're not in the same physical space.
Yeah, so it feels like we're, to me, it feels like we're more in touch with each other, more connection, deeper connection. Is that right?
That's totally right. It's more immersive, more engaging. We feel like we are really interacting in space together.
Yeah, so what was it like for you to be on the front line, so to speak, of this?
So, I mean, the first thing I would say is the metaverse. It's not just a Facebook product. The metaverse isn't going to be built by any one company, just like the internet. It's going to be built by many companies, many businesses, developers, creators. We're all going to be part of the metaverse. That said, it's something absolutely we are very focused on, and we've been focused on for a while. So it's just been really exciting. It is really early. This isn't going to happen overnight. The metaverse will be realized over the course of, you know, the next 10 to 15 years. But we need to start a lot of those conversations about how we build the metaverse now.
Yeah, and when you think of the metaverse, too, it's individually, it's going to be different for everybody. I mean, that's the whole idea. You mentioned one of the products, Oculus. So you think of Oculus, and when that was first launched and where that is now, and people really embracing and getting used to what that is and what that product is, and that in, combined with the metaverse is what your imagination is about, right?
That's exactly right. And thanks for bringing up Oculus. You know, during COVID, I haven't been able to go into the office, but I've been using workrooms on Oculus to try to work together with my teammates, and it feels like we're in the office. It feels like we're sitting around a table together. It feels like we are standing at the whiteboard together. And so, again, to your point, it's just about making us feel more connected, more in person when we can't be.
Yeah. And so with the development of the metaverse, and I like that you said that, obviously you understand technology really well, that it, you, as you embrace it and you move forward, it takes time for implementation. So I'm sure you're going to have tools and explanations fit, you know, the whole Facebook universe and all the products that you mentioned, you're very good at that. So that's probably part of what the focus is, right? On how do we make this easy for people to understand?
Absolutely. How do we make this easy for people to understand? Again, it's so early. We're really imagining a lot of this. We're seeing glimpses of what the metaverse can feel like, whether it's on workrooms or sometimes I'll take a virtual fitness class with my girlfriends, or imagine that you're on Instagram and you see a photo of a concert that your friend's at. Imagine if you could tap on that and instantly be transported into the front row of that concert to listen along with her. Look, I've been at Facebook for almost over 15 years, and over the course of that time, I've really seen the evolution of social technology. 10 years ago, Facebook was www.thefacebook.com. It was just a website. And desktop web has shifted to mobile web. Now we all use mobile apps like Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp. And what we're seeing today is a shift to the metaverse, which is the future of social technology.
Yeah, and I like that you talked about, as I asked you individually, it's different. You can be at a concert, or you said you took a fitness class. So you can get in shape. You can get in shape, or you could be in, like you talked about, a workroom.
Yes, and you can absolutely get in shape. We're seeing so many people use fitness in VR, and like, it's a real workout, let me tell you. You know, fencing with someone in AI in Oculus is, I go sweating.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm envisioning, that, of course, it's going to be different for every single person. But that's one of the cool things about it, right, is that there's the collective and the connection, but there's the individuality. So as people are listening to our conversation, that's what you have to kind of wrap your mind around. That's what metaverse is about.
Yeah, I think that is the biggest takeaway, Kate, that the metaverse is going to be social. We will have individual experiences that are personalized to us, but the most important thing that we're going to be doing in the metaverse is hanging out with our friends and family.
Yeah, yeah. So, Naomi, as you said, you've been there for 15 years, so I can imagine that it's going to be a busy couple of weeks, at least for you. Talking about this.
It is, but I'm I'm honestly really excited. I feel like this is the start of a new chapter for our company, and I've seen us go through a lot of evolution and milestones, but this feels like a new chapter, and I'm really excited about it.
All right, Naomi Gleit, thank you so much. VP of Product and Social Impact for Meta. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
It's interesting, since Facebook rebranded to Meta, there's been a lot of reaction to that happening, negative and positive. People just, in fact, asking, what does Meta mean? What does it mean? And is that now what Facebook is called? Well, she cleared that up, that it's not Facebook is Facebook, and it's just a rebrand of everything that they're doing with the apps and technology and all that sort of stuff. And the whole idea is, of course, what's happening in the virtual world, which is why I brought up Oculus to her. So rebranding is a tricky thing. Sometimes the rebranding works, and sometimes the rebranding doesn't quite catch on. And in this case, I think this can go either way. The new strategy, if it does work, it could address some of the things that Facebook has been dealing with, and the metaverse could pull that in a different direction, perhaps. It's interesting, the strategy, right? It's a shift, and the shift, as she mentioned, and it's true, they actually have been doing these reality labs. They've got a reality labs division, which makes sense. They have like 10,000 people actually working on augmented and virtual reality projects. So they've been doing that for a while, and they are planning on hiring others too, because we see how big VR is becoming. Just look at what's happening in the movie industry and in some other spots. And to her point of the whole workroom thing, especially for younger people, so people that are getting out of school or people that are skipping that route and going into different worlds, the world that a lot of them like or want to explore is the whole virtual thing. When I was at the there was a thing called Van Gogh Immersive, and it's wherever you are, it's all over the country. And they have this, they had virtual reality, and you could go into Van Gogh's world, and it, I have to say, it was really mind-blowing to see what that was like, for that 10 minutes or so, or however long it was. You were sort of in the middle of the fields of where he was in France, and it was pretty wild. I've had other people show me virtual reality, but nothing like that. So what will it look like, I don't know, even 30 years from now? I think it's going to look like a much different world, I can tell you that. All right, the music means that I got to skedaddle. As always, Nate the Great, an awesome job on the technicals here on this show. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.